Warning! Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome again to our show, Freedom from Pain Program, with Dr. Yiwing Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great.
We have a scheduled guest on the line today. Shall we get right to him, or is there anything you need to say?
Do we have someone on the line yet?
Yes.
Let's get Martin on the line.
Yes.
Martin came here about a year ago from West Virginia, and he was having so much pain that he was suicidal. And after a week of treatment, he was better, but not totally better. And he came back this time, also bringing his mom. Let's hear from Martin. Martin?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm doing pretty well. Thank you.
Can you kind of summarize your problem before you came to us last year?
Sure. I would say a lot of it started from a rear-end accident from a car back in '98, and after that, continuing stress of possibility of not working, not having income, and the whole everything that follows that worry. And since I've started treatment with you, Dr. Tong, that I've realized that probably a lot of foods that I ate just compounded a lot of things.
What were you suffering from, Martin?
Well, it was, no one could really put a finger on it, except they found that I had some nerve, like in the thoracic areas of T4 or T7, 8, and 9 that were not, they were not recruiting muscles, and that I also had a whiplash.
Yeah, here's a fallacy, okay? The nerve and all the MRI finding, X-ray finding, whiplash, they are all symptoms. Mm-hmm. We want to know what kind of pain you have, because conventional medicine will never know the what caused it.
Well, describe your disabilities. What couldn't you do, or what could you do?
Exactly.
Okay. It came down to the point where, I became a teacher back in 90. Mm-hmm. 1990, my symptoms and all this other business got to be where I was having spasm in the low back and mm-hmm. also in the neck, and I would wear ice to work on my back, and anything mm-hmm. I could do to get through the day. This whole business just continued until I was unable to work any longer. And so being at home, this became even increasingly worse, to where I was almost like I would think if I was in the animal kingdom and I was a dog, someone would want to at least take me out and put me out of my misery. I had muscles that were so tight that I was unable to sit for 3 to 5 minutes without trouble getting up again. So I was squatting down and I was sitting down. I was laying down, and when I laid down, I had to be in an almost, tried to be as weightless as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And the only relief I could get, to where my only thoughts, all of my body impulses said pain. Anytime, any impulse I had pain written all over it.
So how long were you disabled?
I was unable to work for 2 years.
Oh, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And how much medication were you taking? What kind? You were taking morphine, right?
I continued taking OxyContin, and they kept increasing it, and I just became more and more tolerant to the higher dosages until they finally said, we're not going to be able to do this anymore.
Right, because there's the risk of becoming addicted
your dosage.
To it. Right.
Yeah, how much morphine were you taking?
Okay, since I was taking, the OxyContin I was taking was like 40 milligrams, and then a 20 milligram, and I was taking also depression medicine, anxiety medicine, muscle relaxers.
And this was every day?
Daily, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then as of just 1 year ago, I began going to Virginia, which is 6 hours drive from my house, 6 hours back, and I found it on the website. These were some doctors who were helping people who were just at their wit's end. They were at the end of their rope and how they could tolerate their pain. I learned that people in chronic pain, the suicide rate for people in chronic pain as opposed to any other is 900% higher.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you went to a pain clinic?
Yes, I went to a pain clinic, and I continued to go to Virginia.
What did they do for you?
Every other month. Well, basically just write a prescription, and those prescriptions are for, before I came to you in this past July, Dr. Tong, I was taking 100 milligram capsule of morphine twice a day, plus immediate release morphine, 30 milligrams twice a day.
Right, so that's 260 milligrams per day.
Right, plus muscle relaxers and all the other.
Wow.
About 260 milligram of morphine plus all the muscle relaxation and also the antidepressants and so forth.
And did any of those help you? Or?
Well, basically it gave me back sort of this false, you know, desire to at least want to live. I wasn't praying for death anymore.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter.
And then when did you first come see Dr. Tong? Was it in July?
July.
Last year?
July,
okay.
Yes.
So about 6 months ago.
Yes.
6 months ago you came to see Dr. From Virginia? You came from Virginia.
West Virginia.
That's where the strikes are being taking place right now, right?
Pardon
me? The surgeon was having a work strike to protest against the malpractice insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all concerned about that.
So how many treatments did you have with Dr. Tong the first time you saw him?
When I came in July with my wife, he also treated my wife for chronic problems and helped her a lot. I had my whole body was just stiff.
Mm-hmm.
I was in fact concerned about riding on the plane, having to sit down for the plane. But I had, I think, 4 treatments in the first week and possibly 3 in the second, cut my medicine over half. And I saw the Social Security disability judge. They had denied me my disability claim twice, and this was my last appeal for the judge. And I saw the judge there just before I came out to see Dr. Tong the next month. The judge told me, he just took a look at me and said, "There's no way you can work." I mean, he just could look at me and tell. After seeing Dr. Tong with seven, possibly eight treatments in mm-hmm. the two-week term. That was in July, so in August I returned to work teaching.
Wow.
After seeing Dr. Tong.
Also, tell us what did your chiropractor, who had been treating you for a long time, what did he say about you?
Do you want me to say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Exact words.
This was after I'd started work in August. It was September, about October, something like that. And I just happened to meet him, and he looked at me, and he asked me, "What happened to you?" And I said, "Well, I've told you about this treatment I was going to go to California for, and it was just miraculous, you know." And he looked at me. He did everything he could. He had special muscle certification to work with the muscles, but it was, I was just too locked up. I mean, he'd give me 5 minutes of relief, and I was back to. But he asked me that, and I told him. And he just looked at me, and after all the treatments that he gave me, he just looked at me and said, "I never did a damn thing for you."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a doctor who.
That means he's honest.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and he can tell the big difference, because this time when you come back, I saw a big difference on you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're relaxed, and this time you're still taking 150 milligram of morphine.
Well, when I came. We got here Sunday, and as of Tuesday morning, I was taking like 160, okay,
mm-hmm.
milligrams, and as of Tuesday morning, after my first treatment Monday, I had mm-hmm. dropped 100 milligrams.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you're on 60 now per day.
I'm down to 60, and now I'm probably looking at like 45 and still...
And this is decreasing
that, and I'm also decreasing muscle relaxation.
And how long have you been on morphine for?
Since a year ago, since I started going to Virginia, actually.
Well, let me just interrupt you for a second. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. If this sounds too hard to believe, it isn't, because Martin was on our show before in July, show number 82, July 20th, if you want to check that out. If you'd like to make questions... have any questions now, give us a call at 1-800-551-3880.
You might want to also listen to the show, because his wife, Becky, and the mm-hmm. son also get treatment, and they improve a lot more than Martin, because mm-hmm. their problem, although it's mm-hmm. long-term, is not as bad.
How is Becky doing?
She's doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
She is. She probably needed to come with me. She couldn't get away,
mm-hmm.
but I can probably lay money down she'll be back with me this summer.
Right.
And
she
as Dr. Tong says, just get tuned up.
Mm-hmm. She has indigestion, acid yes. reflux, sciatic
nerve
pain.
Yes, she had bad reflux.
Mm-hmm.
They're awful.
And how is it now?
It's manageable.
Mm-hmm.
It's manageable.
The thing is that she is not as bad as you, so she's not as disciplined as you about the diet and so forth. That's why you have improved on your own after my treatment a lot more than she does.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, you brought your mom, okay? Your mom was so bad that we have to help her to get on the treatment table on the first day.
Oh, gosh.
And we had to lift her legs up, okay? Tell us how she had improved.
Okay. My mother is a caregiver, has been most of her life. She came and had an awful time on the plane, just awful, excruciating pain in her knees. Couldn't even touch her knees,
mm-hmm.
just with your fingers. Had to help her onto the table, and as of the third day, she was probably hopping up on that table herself.
And she's walking now, right, by herself, correct?
Today.
And she can turn around on the table. She right. couldn't do that the first day.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
That is incredible.
We're looking forward to this second week. And
yeah, this second week we try to get rid of all your medication, so you don't have to be on morphine anymore.
Right.
Yes.
And those. And coming off that medicine, the way that you, I don't know what those, you know, the special places that you treat me that, with that I don't feel that, like I'm withdrawing from these
exactly.
medicines.
Exactly. You feel like normal.
Feel normal.
That's
yes.
wonderful. Well, Martin, thank you so much for joining us again.
My pleasure.
We wish you the best of luck, and we'll see you again in 6 months then, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, okay. He's still at one more week to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Tong.
That was Martin on the line. He has been on our show before, show number 82, July 20th. He suffered from 20 years of anxiety, depression, and he's had 4 years of chronic pain, pain to the point that he had to take 260 milligrams of morphine per day, including muscle relaxers, antidepressants, et cetera, et cetera. You can hear he's doing so much better now. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. If you have any questions for Dr. Tong right now, you can give us a call at 1-800-551-3880. Okay, we have a caller. Let's get to her, Marilla from Irvine. Hello, Marilla.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Marilla,
hi,
been on our show.
Yes,
how are you?
Marilla's been on our show before.
Oh, I tell you. I keep telling people about you. I'm sorry for those who don't kind of take me seriously.
Yes.
Or want to do anything.
Yes.
One of my neighbors saw me the other day. I forgot to tell you this one. And she said, she noticed I'm walking. I said, yes. And how much better I look. I said, oh, thank you. I said, I found a new doctor. And then I said, you know, it's not really, I didn't find him. God found him for me. So she wanted your number, so I gave her.
Let me just recap your story for our audience, Marilla, for those who don't know. You're a registered nurse, is that correct?
Yes.
And you were suffering from neck pain for almost 10 years.
Just neck. Neck and then whole body.
Whole body, shoulder
low
pain, back pain. You injured yourself at work, right?
Yeah.
And you were put on anti-inflammatories, you went to physical therapy, chiropractics, you had...
Got everything. I had surgery.
Surgery, epidural every 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
For how long? Two years?
And then I was... It seemed to me like the epidurals, I didn't know they were for so long, but it seemed like more than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told my doctor, I said, you know, I really need them every week. And it was too much.
Yes.
And you first came to Dr. Tong at the end of September, right? September.
September 20 was my initial appointment.
She remembers the date.
Yes.
Yeah, and let me tell you this, because I didn't tell this before. A week prior to coming to see you, Dr. Tong, I went to the store. I needed, I was trying to buy some underwears. I could not stand up to look for them.
Mm.
So every time I, you know, tried to stand up, I had to walk or find a chair at the shoe department.
Yes.
Finally, I said, I think I'll just go home. But then I thought, I'm in the store. I can hardly make another trip. So I finally got one of the women who worked there to look for the underwears. Now, can you imagine?
Yes.
I had to find somebody because I didn't have any of my kids with me at the time.
Mm. Mm. But now you're...
And then 2 weeks ago, we went to the store and my daughter told me to get the, you know, that electric or battery operated chair they have.
Mm.
She told me to get it. I said, no, I think I can walk.
That's wonderful.
So I hung on to the cart and walked around.
But you said that you're now walking.
And I'm walking. And I couldn't even... I couldn't even walk inside here without sitting down like 3 or 4 times to make a few steps.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But
I walked like 25 minutes, and I still hurt.
Mm.
But at least, you know, it's less pain, and I just feel so good to be out walking, and like my life is worth living again.
Yes. You're exercising and walking every day, correct?
Yeah.
For how long? 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Before, she could hardly walk at all.
Could hardly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The most happy thing that I can see on you is that you are a jolly person. Every time I talk to you, you laugh. You laugh about your problem. But when I first saw you, you were like a wounded animal.
I know.
You were like suicidal.
I didn't even say hi to people anymore. I just forgot how to smile, laugh, or even how to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I have another question. You were on 12 to 14 medications before seeing Dr. Tong?
Yeah.
And what are you still on them, or how much are you on them now?
I don't take them anymore. And you know, one time when the pain was worse, I tried to take some whatever this new one they have.
The pain medication?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I took two when the recommendation is actually one in 24 hours, and I had no relief.
Mm.
So I just said, you know, what's the use of poisoning my body for nothing.
Right.
So anyway.
So you don't take any medication anymore?
No, I don't take them. They don't help me.
So you were taking, this patient was taking 14 different medications. Now she doesn't take any, even though she still has pain, but she can exercise and walk 25 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she is very happy all the time. I tell you that.
Now I'm trying to walk twice instead of once a day.
Yes. Oh. And you have lost 40 pounds since you saw me.
Yeah.
Wow. How many treatments have you gotten from Dr. Tong?
Well, I quit counting. But
because of insurance problem. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't count. I had quit counting last time when I was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bother to count anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I'm telling you, my kids, they marvel. Even when I talk with people on the phone, and the first thing they say, oh, you sound so different now.
Merle, that is a wonderful story.
Yes.
Good luck to you. Thank you so much for volunteering to call in.
So I'm spreading the news, and everybody out there who think you have something that's incurable, before you decide it really isn't, you go see Dr. Tong.
Thank you very much.
And so, you know, I tell people, sometimes I guess they're skeptical. Well, I was just too sick to be skeptical for me not to come see you anyway.
Yes.
Have a wonderful weekend, Marilla.
Yes. Thank you.
That was Marilla on the line. She has been on our show before September 28th. She had a herniated disc in her neck, shoulder pain, back pain, hip pain for almost 10 years. She was on 12 to 14 medications before seeing Dr. Tong last September, and now she's dropped them all. She couldn't even walk before. Now she's walking 25 minutes per day. She's lost 40 pounds. She's doing much better, as you can tell. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website. That's drtong.com, drtong.com.
Well, I have a few follow-up to tell the audience. Remember the Korean boy that came to us a couple weeks before our vacation? When was our vacation?
December.
December when?
We went on the 20th, and he was probably on the December 14th show.
Yes. And the father was here for 1 week and then went home. The boy stayed with the mother, and they just left yesterday. I'm happy to tell you that he
on
is...
December 7th show.
Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was here the early part of December, mm-hmm. plus this month. So it's like 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
5 weeks of treatment.
Right.
Okay.
Obsessive compulsive disorder, anxiety, and depression. He's 15 years old.
Yeah, 15-year-old boy. But this is one of the most difficult patients that I've ever treated. No pain, nothing except anxiety, fear, and obsession. When he look at the door, he was thinking about the door all day long. Absolutely no concentration.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to say that now he said that he can, out of 5 hour study, he can concentrate 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And he's much calmer and very happy. And I the reason I want to bring this up is that a large part of the problem that caused on him is had to do with the arrangement of his way he sleep. That I've been telling you about feng shui, okay? And I know that I'm way ahead of time. Just like 20 years ago when I talk about acupuncture, everybody kind of poo-poo it and say it's hocus-pocus, nothing to do with meridian, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, your energy around you, the way she sleep. Let me explain how he sleep, okay? When you open the door, there's a lot of energy going in. Your head and your feet should not be in the pathway of the energy, directly path of the door. He was sleeping with the whole body against the door with the head first, okay?
Mm.
And also, the last 3 years, east, the part of east, had not been with good energy. Except this February on, east is very good. And his head had been there prior to moving to a new place. So this is just how nature have planned for him. All this time, his head had been in the wrong energy area. And his their diet is not bad. Okay, so this is a large part that caused his problem. So I did some arrangement with him, and I can expect, I really can tell you that he will be completely cured as long as he did all those adjustments.
Is he back in Korea now? He returned?
Yeah, he left yesterday evening, mm-hmm. like 12 midnight.
And then you told them to rearrange his bed?
Yes, mm-hmm. And they're sending me a bunch of photographs. In fact, that will be one of the things that we do after Chinese New Year, which is February, that I will be doing some online consultation on feng shui stuff. And I know that once a year, okay, I never did, this is not for money, because So many people ask me to do house calls on injections. Okay, I can earn 3, 4, 5 times as much, but you will not get the benefit like arranging your home once a year. Okay, and knowing where the good energy and bad energy and the whole area, your business, your mm-hmm. social life, your school, and your health. Okay, mm-hmm. and I told you that Jason, your brother, okay, mm-hmm. had depression, and he didn't like my shot when he was 16. Today he's completely cured. And he likes my shot now. He asks for treatment every weekend. He comes back and he's energetic when he mm-hmm. plays tennis with me. Yo.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Is there anything else you need to mention?
Another patient is Santos, the Mexican boy who was so bad that he couldn't work. And his boss was so nice that he paid for treatment out of his own pocket and bring Santos in. Santos now working. So that's another good news.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, call Dr. Tong during the week for a free, quick phone consultation, or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. Check out our website. That's drtong.com, drtong.com. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KPLS Hot Talk AM 830. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
You're listening to LA's conservative voice, Hot Talk 830 KPLS, Orange Radio on the right.